Welcome to the Science Dog Blogs podcast. This new endeavor of the Science Dog is to meet the needs of those dog and science lovers who follow the Science Dog blog but may not always have time to read our blog essays. This podcast is your answer. You can now find many of the Science Dog's most popular essays in audio on our podcast. Please feel welcome to submit requests for your favorite essays and for new topics. We hope that you enjoy the podcast. So today we are talking about an important dog topic, poop. More specifically, poop eating. The title of today's essay is Wait, You Can Eat That? So poop eating, lots of dogs do it. Many are quite proud of it. Owners, however, are generally not as enthusiastic as their dogs are. So let's start with what we're actually talking about. What do the dogs eat? The technical term for poop eating of any type is coprophagy. Many dogs readily consume the feces of other animal species, such as rabbit, deer, horse, opossum, and raccoon. Additionally, dogs who share their home with a cat often find cat poop to be especially tasty. Lucky for us all, a smaller proportion of dogs consume the excrement of other dogs. This is called conspecific coprophagy. It is these dogs that we are looking at today. So believe it or not, there is some science on this topic, a few actual studies even. Let's review what we currently know about the dogs who eat canine feces, why they may do this, and how to best prevent or manage this unsavory behavior. First, lots of dogs do it. Coprophagy is considered to be a normal behavior in mother dogs. For the first several weeks that are after pups are born, the mother ingests all of her puppy's feces. She does this for hygiene purposes to keep her puppies and the whelping area clean, and also because the associated licking and cleaning of the puppy provides needed stimulation for the puppy to eliminate. Mother dogs typically stop this behavior after about 2 to 3 weeks once their puppies are starting to walk and can urinate and defecate without aid. Stool eating is also relatively common in other adult dogs. A recently published survey study asked dog owners a series of questions regarding conspecific coprophagy. The researchers received about 1,500 responses. So clearly, this was something dog owners wanted to get off their chests. The results showed that between 16 and 23% of dogs either occasionally or frequently consumed the feces of other dogs. The dogs who showed frequent coprophagy were more likely to live in multiple dog homes than were dogs who did not coprophagize. Talk more about this in a little bit. So their results also showed that in addition to being a commonly reported behavior, the majority of poop-eating dogs, about 82%, directed their attention to feces that were fresh, no more than 2 days old. Add that to the yuck factor for owners. For the researchers, however, this fact was a significant one. Most intestinal parasites need to remain in the environment for several days or longer before becoming infective. This fact suggested to the researchers that coprophagy maybe has been selected for during the dog's evolutionary history. In other words, rapid consumption of recently voided feces may reduce the risk of infection with intestinal parasites. The researchers suggested that this tendency provides support for the feces eating is a normal dog behavior theory. Finally, evidence from this study dispelled several prevalent poop eating myths. Coprophagy was not associated with the dog's sex, neuter status, or age, nor were early weaning, late or difficult house training, or compulsive-like behavior problems associated with a dog's tendency to develop a poop-eating habit. Finally, this study and others dispelled one of the most prevalent myths about poop-eating, a dog's diet. Despite the many diet and nutrient-related beliefs about caprophagy in dogs, there is actually no scientific evidence that suggests that dogs consume feces because of a particular nutrient deficiency or because they are fed a specific type of food. So when Joe next door, who happens to know a lot about dog poop, tells you that your dog consumes feces because A, you feed a certain brand of dog food, or B, you feed a food with too much carbohydrate in it, or C, you feed a food with too little carbohydrate in it, or D, your dog is expressing a deficiency in, pick a nutrient that Joe can pronounce here, and insert it. So when he tells you any of these things, feel free to tell Joe that he is full of dog poop. No studies to date have found an association between dogs' diets and their propensity to develop caprophagy. So sorry, Joe, you're wrong on this one. There is one diet-related behavior, however, that does correlate with caprophagy. Dogs who are reportedly greedy or rapid eaters are more likely to also enjoy eating feces. This observation suggests that dogs who experience higher levels of a hunger may be more inclined to caprophagize. However, a pair of studies that followed the behavior of a group of dogs that initially had food available at all times so they could eat all that they wanted and were then switched to restricted meal feeding with lesser amounts of foods found that there was no difference in stool eating when the dogs were fed less food. So these findings suggest that hunger may not be an underlying cause of the greedy eater connection with caprophagy. So let's go back and look at the connection with multiple dog homes that we mentioned previously. The survey study found that dogs who frequently consume the feces of other dogs were more likely to live in a multiple dog home. Of course, this might simply reflect increased opportunity to eat feces, more poop eating. However, recently, a second set of researchers took a deeper look at this connection. They conducted in-person and written interviews with the owners of 70 dogs. 30 of the dogs were identified as con-specific caprophagizers. They ate other dogs' poop. And 40 dogs were not caprophagizers. Similar to the larger survey study, no associations were found between caprophagy and the dog's sex, reproductive status, living situation, or type of diet. However, poop eating was significantly more likely in homes that not only had another dog, but had another dog who also engaged in caprophagy. This should really not be all that surprising, given what we now understand about observational learning in dogs. They are very good at it. Dogs not only follow the attention of other dogs and will investigate items that their friends are interested in, they also are capable of learning new behaviors simply from watching another through observation. So caprophagy may be learned from housemates. In other words, friends don't let friends poop eat alone. On a personal level, I rather suspected this. Our very first golden retriever, Fauna, was an intermittent poop eater. She apparently introduced this habit to one of her younger sisters, Roxy. Roxy then passed it along to Sparks, who gladly handed the torch over to Gusto, who mentored Katie, and onward. Today, unfortunately, we have Alice, who offers tutoring services in caprophagy to anyone who's interested. Lucky for us, neither Cooper nor Stanley, our other two dogs today, have apparently yet taken her up on her generous offer. So it's now clear that a substantial number of healthy adult dogs indulge in the occasional poop treat. They caprophagize. The general consensus is that caprophagy is a normal canine behavior, not an aberration. Its functional history is probably related to hygiene from the mother's cleaning of puppies, to parasite prevention, and possibly to normal scavenging behavior. This does not mean, of course, that owners of poop eaters must accept this behavior or allow it to continue. Rather, it means that there are probably no underlying health or behavioral issues or nutritional issues in dogs who coprophagize, and that it should be treated as a normal canine behavior that can be modified through through management, mostly, and behavior modification, somewhat. So before we look at what can help, let's review what the science currently tells us about what does not work to prevent coprophagy in dogs. So some unsuccessful remedies. First are commercial supplements. There are a lot of these. They contain a lot of things. Some claim to either change the taste of feces, making it unpleasant to consume, or to alter fecal odor. Others profess to contain nutrients that are lacking in the dog's diet and that once provided will magically stop the poop eating. None provide controlled research studies that demonstrate efficacy. Owners who try these products report a reduction in poop eating in, wait for it, less than 2% of cases. Save your pennies, don't try this. A second one is reducing carbohydrate levels in the diet. This is very popular today. Although an early study did suggest that a high carbohydrate diet may increase a dog's tendency to eat stools, there is no research evidence to date that shows that reducing carbohydrate in a food reduces coprophagy in dogs. Reducing boredom is a third one. And this is always a good thing to do, of course. Increasing play, increasing exercise, increasing opportunities for owner interactions. These are all great things for our dogs. However, the only data that are available showed that providing different types of toys to kennel dogs in an attempt to reduce boredom did not reduce coprophagy in those dogs. But really, keep in mind, all of these things are great things to do for your dog anyway. And last, the use of punishment. In the large survey study, some owners used an electronic collar or other type of aversive in an attempt to punish coprophagy in their dogs. Similar to the use of supplements, attempting to punish coprophagy had an abysmal success rate, less than 2%. So please do not do this. It does not work, and it's also not a nice thing to do to your dog. So there are several important points to take away from these research studies and some information that can help you in terms of what you can do. So first, coprophagy is a normal dog behavior exhibited by many healthy adult dogs in many different living situations and who are fed a wide variety of foods. Some dogs eat poop. We need to accept this and move on. Second, dogs pay attention to what their friends are eating. So if you do have a dog who coprophagizes, it is likely you will have more. Sorry. Third, poop eating is resistant to change. Diet supplements do not work, punishment does not work, and is a bad thing to do anyway. But fourth, what can you do? Well, pick up your yard frequently, supervise your dog, reduce or completely prevent his or her access to feces, train a solid leave-it response using reward-based methods. This means that your dog learns that you consistently have a very yummy treat that is much more attractive to her than the poop she's considering consuming. Come on now, it's not a high bar to clear. And last, enjoy your dog. Spend time, have fun together, train that leave-it, and chill a bit. Yeah, she might eat poop or he might eat poop, but then you probably do a few things that your dog finds annoying too. The references for this episode can be found at the Science Dog blog. We hope to see you there. Please follow the blog and this podcast. More episodes are coming soon. And if you're interested in learning more about canine dog nutrition, about dog nutrition, feeding practices, and pet foods, take a look at the Science Dog courses. You can see these by visiting courses.thesciencedog.com. Thanks for listening.